Welcome to Spare Times, the news and notes of the Ronnie Outlaws bowling team, August 1, 2023. The content of this program is intended for persons who are blind or print impaired. It has been edited for currency, clarity, and time constraints. I'm Dick Hayden, volunteer reader at the North Carolina Reading Service. Well, there's lots to share, folks. Following is information on our season kickoff meeting, some changes coming to our organizational structure, and other news of interest. Outlaw season kickoff meeting. We will be meeting at Buffalo Lanes North, 5900 Oak Forest Road, Raleigh, on Wednesday, August 16 at 7 p.m. If you plan to drop to sub status, or if you have been a sub and want to be considered for a full-time spot, or if you are new and want to bowl with us this season, please let Sharon know before the meeting. You can call her at 919-740-1073. And if you want to order food, please get there in time to place your order and to get it before the meeting has begun, if possible, so that there will be a minimum of interruptions. With all of the changes that the COVID pandemic brought, it is becoming apparent that the best course of action to preserve blind bowling as we know it will be for our CBA member leagues to come back into SBBA for the purpose of holding a fall tournament, mailographic, and other events. CBA will continue to exist. CBA will be primarily an organization dedicated to promoting the sport of blind bowling, especially to youth and new bowlers. This will mean a slight change in our sanction fees this year. SBBA will hold an open meeting via conference call next Monday night, August 7. This meeting will be open to all bowlers and is primarily to conduct an election of officers. Anyone interested in running for chair, vice chair, secretary, treasurer, or recording secretary needs to contact Joyce Mintz, M-I-N-T-Z, via email at miss_joyful_joyce@yahoo.com. as soon as possible. We will be discussing the possibility of separating the office of Secretary Treasurer into two positions. If anybody would like to look at the bylaws to see what the positions entail, please contact Ginger at outlawtaxi@gmail.com to receive a PDF copy. The conference call number for Monday night is 267-807-9611, and the code is 950567 # The Gate City Classic Tournament is scheduled for September 6 at Triad Lanes, 21 Oak Branch Drive in Greensboro, North Carolina. We will begin the setup at 9. Entry fee of $35 can be paid to Miriam at the kickoff meeting or make arrangements to get it to her. And please save the date of the SBBA Fall Tournament. It's October 27 through 29 in Winston-Salem. More details will be coming soon. You will have to sanction with SBBA and have a book average from ABBA for the last year to participate in this tournament, but not our one-day events. Eat for a good cause. The Governor Moorhead School Foundation will benefit from a profit-sharing event at the Chipotle Mexican Grill, 4421 Six Forks Road in Raleigh, on August the 2nd, from 4 to 8 p.m. Tell them you are there to support the foundation when you order, and they will split the profit from your dinner with the foundation. You can also order online using the code uppercase. All of the letters are uppercase. T4FQ9NC. Are you interested in rock climbing? Para Cliff Hangers is a nonprofit organization that fosters community adventure, strength, and equity through adaptive rock climbing. PCH hosts groups at climbing gyms across the country, and we are excited to start offering a group here in the Triangle area. Our hope is to build up a local community of adaptive climbers. At our monthly meetups, we will provide all of the equipment necessary for any person of any ability to get on the wall. We'll also provide volunteers and other climbers to assist in any way we can. For more information and to register, you can visit our website, paracliffhangers.org. Click on sessions and scroll down to North Carolina. You connect with their local Facebook page by clicking on the link in your email copy of this newsletter. Along the same line, are you interested in volunteering? Well, if you are a BLEA certified, and if you're interested in volunteering your time to support our climbing clinics, if that's the case, then please complete the form to sign up as a volunteer, and we'll follow up with you. The gym address for this group is 1010 Martin Luther King Jr. Parkway, Suite 400, Durham, North Carolina, 27713. And save the date, November the 2nd. Why? Well, at the Governor Moorhead School will once again serve as the host for the GMF Fall Fundraiser, the Giving Season Gala. Join us for a catered meal, a silent auction, great entertainment from GMS students, and a wonderful fellowship on Thursday, November 2. Save that date, please, and watch for more information, including how to buy your tickets. That's yet to come. We have something else. Actually, we have several items here about to go to Moorhead School. So the next one is the GMS AAI t-shirts being available to all GMS AAI members and friends. We have t-shirts. The cost is only $22 for any size. This t-shirt has the logo of the Greyhound and the Charger running into the sunset. It also has on the back, "We walk by faith, not by sight," as well as the Braille alphabet in puffed print. The t-shirt is gray and the logos have blue and gold on them. If you send in your size and the number of shirts you want and the money, well, if you do that by July 20th, we will have your t-shirt at the convention reunion on August 11th. But if you're not planning to attend the convention reunion, we will mail it to you for $2 more. Please make your checks or money orders payable to GMS AAI and mail them to Lawrence Carter, 1704 Picnic Place, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27603. And if you have any questions, please call Lawrence Carter, GMS AAI Membership Chairman and President of the Raleigh/Wake Council of the Blind. Their website is nccbinfo.org, and his phone number is 918-856-0034. This is another item about Gardner Moorhead School. It begins by saying, "Salutations, GMSAA family and friends. We are pleased to announce that some of the annual 2023 convention details. The event will be held August 11 through 13. We will be staying at the Homewood Suites at 5400 Homewood Banks Drive, Raleigh, NC, 27612. Room rates are $115 per night, King Suite, $125 per night, Double Bed Suite, and there's 13.25% room tax. Please call the hotel directly at 919-785-1131. Ask for the GMS AA block. The hotel does not offer suite shuttle service, so you will need to arrange your own ride to and from the train or bus station. The last day to book your room is July 20th. We are bringing the Talent Showcase back for 2023 after the luncheon event. Anyone that would like to participate in the showcase should contact Mr. George Littlejohn, all one word, at 816-825-0303. And he requests that the call be made no later than 10 p.m. You can also send an email to George at sweetbaby1964@gmail.com. Sweet baby, huh? That's sweetbaby1964@gmail.com. We're looking forward to seeing you in August at the GMSAA convention, or so says the GMSAA convention committee. Well, here's the agenda for the upcoming reunion convention. The dates, August 11 to 13, Homewood Suites Hotel, 5400 Homewood Banks Drive, Raleigh, NC. On Friday, August 11, 2 to 5 p.m., registration and check-in. 5:30 to 5:45 p.m., Mr. Melvin Diggs, the Governor Moorhead School Director, will give an update on the school's status. 5:45 to 6 p.m., Mr. Chris Hendricks, NCDD Council. That's a little strange here. It looks like it's NCDD Council, IL. So maybe it's supposed to be NCDD, and it's in, he's from Council, Illinois. I'm not sure. Let's continue on. Self-advocacy and systems change. 6 o'clock to 6:30 p.m., Ms. Vicki Preddy from Vanda Pharma, Non-24 and the Blind, 5:30 to 7:30 dinner, 8 o'clock to 11 o'clock p.m., meet and greet, fun, games, and prizes on Saturday. Saturday will be August the 12th. From 6 until 9 a.m., it'll be breakfast. 8:45 a.m., Dr. Ricky Scott, president, and welcome and opening remarks. 8:50 to 10 a.m., general business meeting. 10 o'clock until 10:30 a.m., that will be Ms. Vicki Smith, director of the Alliance of Disability Advocates, Independent Living Center, Emergency Preparedness, for persons with disabilities. 10:30 to 11, Hope Williams, Fair Housing Act, Legal Aid of North Carolina, Persons with Disabilities, Fair Housing, Rights and Responsibilities. 11 to 11:30 a.m., there's no name with this, but it says Assistant Director, Division of Services for the Blind, update. 11:30 a.m., buses leaving the hotel for 3320 Garner Road, and from noon until 2 o'clock p.m. at that location, lunch. 2 to 4 p.m., talent showcase. 4:30 p.m., buses return to Homewood Suites Hotel. 5 to 7:30 p.m., free time. 8 until 12 p.m., dance and social. And things get wrapped up on Sunday, August the 13th. 6 to 9 a.m., breakfast. 9 to 10:30 a.m., morning worship. Reverend Timothy Snyder. And 11 a.m., checkout and departure. Safe travels to all and stay blessed. Your convention registration information is as follows. Your $60 registration fee is due by July 20th, 2023. There will be a $10 late fee if not paid by the above date. Your $20 membership fee can be paid with your registration for a total of $80 or upon arrival. This applies to the $20 membership fee only. Lifetime members still pay $50 for registration, and attendees that do not wish to join, your fee is $85. You can pay your fees one of two ways. Mail payments to P.O. Box 61434, Raleigh, NC 27661, or you can pay online via PayPal, https://gmsaai.org/2023-convention-info/. Keep in mind that any suggestions or requests are always welcome. This is from Tamika O'Kelly, and she says that her email address is tamikaokelly@yahoo.com. Feel free to call or text her. Her phone number is 704-779-9704. And one final thing, we ask that all paid members bring one new item that can be used as a door prize. Here is your registration form content, and keep in mind this is in the email copy of your newsletter. Membership and registration forms ask you to fill in your first name, last name, address, telephone number, and email address, and then check some things below that that go to what it is that you're planning to attend. One of them is, I am paying my annual membership dues of $20. The second one is, I am an annual member and plan to attend the convention, $60. I am a guest who will attend the convention, $85. I am a paid lifetime member and will be attending the convention, $50. you might please mail your information to GMSAAI, P.O. Box 61434, Raleigh, NC 27661. And your PayPal contact for making payment, if you choose that route, https://gmsaai.org/2023-convention-info/. The lifetime membership is currently $300. Membership rates are subject to change. Annual membership dues are currently $20. Now, from the Governor Moorhead group, from the Alumni Association, here's something of note about membership. And it comes from Lawrence Carter, the membership chair. Because we have found that a lot of people have changed their telephone numbers and moved and changed their home addresses, the GMSAAI is asking each member to fill out a new application to update their contact information. Please mail the following information to Lawrence Carter, membership chair, at yallowdog@bellsouth.net. Yallowdog, YALLOWDOGG, @bellsouth.net. Your name, your address, your home phone, work phone, cell phone, email address. Also, it says, tell us about yourself. Are you a former student? If so, year or years attended. A former employee? Year or years employed. An interested party. What is the source of your interest? Next up is the state convention information. And that is as follows. The National Federation of the Blind from North Carolina State Convention will be held Thursday, September 14 through Sunday, September 17 at the Best Western Hotel, 770 Huffman Mill Road, Burlington, NC. The phone number for reservations is 336-584-0151. Room rate is $89 per night plus tax and includes breakfast. Registration is $20 and includes the banquet. Registration will end on August 25th. Please visit the NFBOFNC website to register. And that is an actionable item in your email copy, but it's fairly short, so let me give it to you here as well. https://www.nfbofnortharcarolina.org/. The North Carolina Council of the Blind State Convention will be held September 22nd to Sunday, September 24th at the Holiday Inn, Raleigh-Durham Airport, 930 Airport Boulevard, Morrisville, NC 27560. The phone number for reservations is 919-465-1910. Use block code NCB when booking your room. That way you get the rate, the good rate. Hotel room rate is $118 plus tax per night, including breakfast. The convention registration fee is $25 online, $35 at the door. Registration fee includes a boxed lunch. The banquet registration fee is $30 online. I will tell you what it says. It says $355 at the door. I think that's meant to be $35 at the door. We'll see about some clarification on that. Yes, the website for NCCBINF, for the North Carolina Council of the Blind, is https://nccbinfo.org. You might want to check in on that website to clarify what the banquet registration is. Because if it's $30 online and $355 at the door, which I'm certain it isn't, there must have some wonderful entertainment at the banquet. Anyway, come on out and join us and learn about the action happening in our state with accessible pedestrian crosswalk signals, what to do in a weather emergency, and a myriad of other things going on in our community. And oh yeah, don't forget the door prizes. Now, here's a little notification. It's kind of close to my heart. The North Carolina Reading Service New Visions Gala. The 2023 New Visions Gala, benefiting the North Carolina Reading Service, will be held on September 25, 2023 at the Hilton Raleigh, North Hills, 3415 Wake Forest Road in Raleigh. From 6:30 to 9:30 p.m., that's how it goes, that three-hour period. It'll have cocktails, a dinner, and a program. The keynote speaker for the program is Ann Brennan. There will be a silent auction, and there will also be the New Visions Assistive Technology Showcase. Tickets are $125 each. Dress is cocktail attire. And please RSVP by September 7, 2023. And the website is www.ncreadingservice.org. Love to have you all there. The Daytona tournament information. This is kind of a long one. If anyone from Raleigh is going, let Ginger know so that she can send in your registration. I don't believe anyone is planning to, says Ginger, but I just need to confirm. If any other league or individual boulder needs information or a copy of the forms, contact Sandy McDaniel or Ginger so that they can be forwarded to you. Let's get this out of the way right off the bat. Sandy McDaniel, her address is 115 Powell Boulevard, apartment 14102, Daytona Beach, Florida, 32114. And here's a letter that she sent out to league secretaries on June the 9th. The Daytona Beach Blind Bowlers would like to invite the bowlers in your league to participate in the 21st Sunshine Invitational Blind Bowling Tournament, SIBB, to be held in Daytona Beach, Florida. It will be held Friday, September 8th through Sunday, September 10th. We have invited bowlers within the United States who are members of the American Blind Bowlers Association, that's the ABBA. However, to participate in the tournament, you do not have to be a member of any association, and any sighted family members and friends are welcome to come and bowl. SIBB is designed to promote the blind bowling program by introducing new bowlers to its many benefits, while providing seasoned bowlers with competition that is challenging and fun. The fun begins on Friday night at 7 p.m., going until 10 p.m., with a meet-and-greet hospitality get-together on the first floor of the hotel by the pool. The registration desk will be located there as well, and you'll be able to pick up your schedule at this time. This will be an opportunity for you to make new bowling friends and reunite with old ones. As always, there will be plenty of cheer, plenty of food, and lots of good company as well. So don't miss out on all the Southern hospitality. Sunday morning at 9 a.m. will be the team event, followed in the afternoon at 1 p.m. by 9-pin no-tap tournament. That will be the fundraiser for the Halifax Council of the Blind, HCB, which is an affiliate of the American Council of the Blind, ACB. On Saturday evening, we will have a hospitality room with food and drinks from 7 to 10 p.m. Sunday morning at 9 a.m. will be singles and doubles event. On Sunday evening, we will have a hospitality room from 7 until 10 p.m., and we'll have food and drinks available. This will be held on the first floor by the pool. We'll also have T-shirts available for sale at $25 each. If you would like to reserve a T-shirt, please include sizes on the order form attached to this email copy of your newsletter. We will have them for you at the tournament. Reservations can be made at the Comfort Inn and Suites, 103 Ocean Avenue, Daytona Beach, Florida, 32118. The resort is just steps away from the Atlantic Ocean. The rates are $109 per night for Thursday and Sunday and $129 a night for Friday and Saturday for a standard room, or $119/$139 per night for a beachfront room plus tax. For reservations, call 386-252-2378. Now, be sure to use the group code to get your rate, and that code is Daytona Blind Bowlers 2023. Reservations must be made by August 7. All rooms have microwaves, mini refrigerator, and a coffee maker. They also have an oceanfront pool. Complimentary breakfast served daily in the breakfast room from 7 to 10 a.m. Complimentary Wi-Fi internet access is in all guest rooms and public areas. We will be bowling at Ormond Lanes at 260 North US Highway 1. Ormond Beach, Florida, 32174. Telephone number is 386-672-2014. And if you will need transportation to the bowling alley, let us know on the attached forms. The bowling events will be team, doubles, singles, all, and the registration fee is $75. Nine-pin, no-tap fundraiser, $20 each. Well, what are you going to do if you fly in from Raleigh to down to that area, Daytona Beach? What are you going to do? Well, airport transportation for those of you who wish to fly into Orlando International Airport, that's MCO, or the Sanford, Florida Airport, SFB. You would use Groome, G-R-O-O-M-E, transportation, located at 1034 North Nova Road, Daytona Beach, Florida. Their phone number is 386-257-5411, and their website is groometransportation.com. Groome, G-R-O-O-M-E, transportation.com. Groome provides visitors with scheduled transportation to and from Orlando and Sanford airports daily. Shuttles are a shared ride, scheduled every 2 to 3 hours. Unless you make for special arrangements with them, you will be dropped off at the office location address above, which is about 5 miles from the hotel. You can call or email them for pricing information. Groome provides visitors. This is a repeat thing here, so we're going to take that off. Okay, now, Daytona Beach International Airport. If you are flying into that location, the airport is about 5.5 miles from the hotel. Taxis are available at ground transportation. After deplaning, descend to the first floor and turn right into bag claim. After claiming your baggage, continue out the door at the end of the building to obtain a taxi. The nine-pin no-tap bowling event. If you can't get enough bowling during the tournament, well, we have a solution to your problem. The Daytona Beach Blind Bowlers will hold a nine-pin no-tap event to benefit the Halifax Council of the Blind, HCB, an affiliate of the American Council of the Blind, ACB. This will take place on Saturday afternoon, September 10th at 1 p.m. at Ormond Lanes. Blind and sighted bowlers are welcome to participate. There will be cash prizes. The entry fee is $20, and this will include 3 games of 9-pin no-tap bowling. Why not come join us for some good competitive bowling fun while supporting a very worthwhile cause? For those wishing to participate, payment may be included with your tournament check. There is also a form in the packet to fill out if you are interested in participating. For further information about the tournament, you can contact Bob Nelson at 386-212-4564, or send him an email, send an email to me, sandymcdan01@yahoo.com, sandymcdan01@yahoo.com. We hope that you will be able to join us for a fun-filled weekend in Daytona Beach. We are looking forward to seeing those of you who have joined us in the past years and welcoming new guests to Daytona Beach this year. The purpose of SIBB is to promote an interest in blind bowling. Participation is by invitation. Averages will be used for this tournament, and that it will be the book average of ABBA, ABC, and WIBC. Bowlers who do not have any of these averages can establish their average after the games in the tournament, teams, doubles, and singles. The handicap to be used in this tournament will be 100% of 200. A four-person team must have a totally blind bowler equivalent, partially sighted bowler with an average of 120 or less. The remainder of the team may consist of any bowlers entering the tournament, but not to exceed more than 2 sighted bowlers. There's only one division for each event. A two-person team must have at least 1 totally blind bowler or equivalent, that is, partially sighted with an average of 120 or less, and there is only 1 division for each event. Cash prizes for teams, doubles, and singles event will be 1 prize for each 10 entries. All events will be 1 prize for each 10 entries. All ABC, WIBC, and ABBA rules will be observed. The foul light will be on for all competitions. Bowlers will alternate lanes in each event. Bowlers who arrive late may make up frames, provided that two frames have not as yet been completed. If two frames have been completed, the bowler will not bowl that game, and a score of minus 10, their average, will be used for that game. They can bowl the remaining games. In the event a bowler cannot bowl and a qualified replacement cannot be found, a score of minus 10, their average, will be used. If a team has a vacancy, no qualified bowler available, the team will use a score of 120 for each game. So, we're nearing the end of this long batch of information, but at least it sums it up. Entry fee breakdown for each three events. Bowling fee $11, prize fund $5, expenses $4, all events $1. Registration fee $12. Everyone that will participate in the bowling events and guests that would like to come and join us in the hospitality room will be required to pay this. Total entry fee, $75. Closing entry date, August 1. Make your checks payable to SIBB Tournament Fund. Mail your checks and completed entry forms to Sandy McDaniel, 115 Powell Boulevard, Apartment 14102, Daytona Beach, Florida, 32114. Make hotel reservations by August 7. Group code, Daytona Blind Bowlers 2022. 103 South Ocean Avenue, Daytona Beach, Florida, 32118. Phone number, 386-252-2378. Well, that was a lot of information. I think we deserve to give ourselves a bit of a rest here. Let's do that with a couple of recipes that are guaranteed to bowl you over. The first one is broccoli salad. For this, you're going to need 1 cup of mayonnaise, 1 1/2 tablespoons of sugar, 3 tablespoons of cider vinegar, 1/4 teaspoon of fresh ground black pepper, 1 1/3 pounds, 1 1/3 pounds, it's LBS, yeah, it got to be that, of broccoli florets, finely chopped, 8 slices of crispy cooked bacon, chopped, 1/3 cup chopped red onion, 1/2 cup sweetened dried cranberries, and 1/3 cup of sliced almonds. Your instructions are to whisk together the mayonnaise, sugar, cider, vinegar, and pepper. In a large bowl, combine the broccoli, bacon, onions, cranberries, and almonds. Drizzle the dressing over the top and stir up all so you can coat every little piece. Cover this and chill it for 1 hour before serving. And then toss it again right before you're serving. Some notes. You may substitute sunflower seeds, pine nuts, or chopped pecans for the sliced almonds. It says here, add 2/3 cup of shredded or very small cubed cheddar cheese. And if you like things really sweet, add another tablespoon of sugar to the dressing. You may substitute raisins for the sweetened dried cranberries. You can skip the mayonnaise dressing and make it a honey mustard vinaigrette. You can add 1 cup of seedless grapes sliced in half or use them in place of the dried cranberries. And for extra flavor, you can add 1/2 cup of crumbled feta cheese or go really bold and add 1/3 cup of blue cheese crumbles. Reduce the amount of broccoli by half and substitute finely chopped cauliflower. This one's a little heavier on the protein because it's mango chutney chicken salad. Got some meat in there. Your ingredients, 1/2 cup of mayonnaise, 1/2 cup mango chutney, 4 tablespoons of chopped red onion, 1 stalk of celery chopped, 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, black pepper to taste, 2 12.5 ounce cans of chunk chicken, drained, or 4 cups of homemade chopped / cubed cooked chicken. How do you prepare this? Well, you just combine all the ingredients in a small bowl, except for the chicken. In a medium bowl, toss the chicken with the dressing. You can serve this with bread, naan, crackers, pitas, or another carb of your choice. And that brings us to the end. You have been listening to this week's edition of Spare Times. The content of this program is intended for persons who are blind or print impaired. We hope you have enjoyed it. This podcast is archived on the North Carolina Reading Service website, www.ncreadingservice.org, in the podcast section under newsletters. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.